KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. At 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. High of 78, winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Cass County Public Health has immediate openings this Thursday, April the 8th, for COVID-19 vaccine appointments. The appointments are for adults age 18 and older. Anyone in the area that would like to be vaccinated is encouraged to sign up immediately. To do so, complete the form at casshealth.org/COVID-vaccine or call 712-243-3250 and press 7. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Sunday, 39-year-old Randy Robert Van Tiger of Messina was arrested on a felony charge of burglary in the second degree. Van Tiger was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $10,000 bond. Last Saturday, 34-year-old Christina Renee Nicholson of Elliott was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Nicholson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. And on March 25th, Cass County deputies arrested 41-year-old Ryan James Cook of Anita for OWI second offense. He was released later that same day on his own recognizance. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On April 2nd, 54-year-old Matthew Eric Browning of Council Bluffs was arrested in Adair for driving under suspension and violation of a no-contact order. Browning pled guilty to the offenses and completed his court-ordered sentence before being released April 4th. On April 1st, 53-year-old Dharmendra Shambhakai Patel of Perry was arrested at around 5:52 p.m. by an Iowa State Patrol trooper following a single vehicle accident on I-80 westbound in Adair County near mile marker 88. An investigation led to Patel being charged with OWI first offense. He was released later that night on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And at around 11 p.m. on March 29th, 30-year-old Dakota Shane Galden of Orient was arrested on drug charges following the execution of a search warrant at an apartment in Orient. The probable cause warrant was issued because there was an odor of marijuana coming from the residence. Galden was cited for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was issued a summons to appear in court and released. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office today reports six recent arrests. Last Saturday, deputies arrested 49-year-old Mario Sante Hernandez of Schuyler, Nebraska, following a traffic stop on Highway 191 north of Portsmouth. Sante Hernandez was taken into custody for OWI first offense and failure to have a valid driver's license. He was released a few hours later after posting a cash bond. Last Friday, 24-year-old Brett Michael Schultes of Carroll was arrested following a traffic stop in Shelby County. He was taken into custody and charged with OWI second offense, a speeding violation, no insurance, and failure to display a license plate. He was released the following morning after posting bond. There were three people arrested on separate charges March 30th in Shelby County. 38-year-old Cecil Leo Foster of Shelby was taken into custody following a traffic stop within the Shelby city limits for a window tint violation. But upon further investigation, it was determined Foster had a suspended license to operate a motor vehicle in Iowa. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving under suspension, a window tint violation, and for open container as a driver. Foster was released a short time later after posting bond. 22-year-old Justin Michael Crouch of Bennington, Nebraska, was arrested March 30th following a traffic stop on Highway 59. Upon further investigation, Crouch was also charged with OWI first offense, supplying alcohol to minors, open container as a driver, and a speeding violation. He was held until released on his own recognizance the next day. And 36-year-old Aubrey Jasmine Klein of Bellevue, Iowa, turned herself into authorities at the Shelby County Sheriff's Office on March 30th. She was wanted on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear on a probation violation charge. Klein was processed into the jail and held until her court appearance on Monday. She was released after a plea deal with credit for time served. On March 29, 35-year-old Bryce William Messenger of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway 59 in Shelby County. Upon further investigation, Messenger was transported to the jail and charged with prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for driving while license suspended. He was released on his own recognizance on the local charge, but transferred to another county upon release for an active warrant for failure to pay child support. and two southwest Iowa counties that were swamped by flooding 2 years ago showed different trends in their economies as they continue to recover. Economic data showed Fremont County gained businesses from 2019 to 2020, while Mills County lost businesses. The flood-ravaged towns of Hamburg and Pacific Junction largely mimic those trends. Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson says Hamburg will likely be able to bounce back because it was not substantially destroyed like the Mills County town of Pacific Junction.
Small communities that get hit hard never come back the way they were before. And it just depends on how much was destroyed in terms of built capital.
A few new businesses have popped up in Hamburg, and more are on the way. Swenson says that's a sign of restoring parts of the lost economy, but it doesn't necessarily signal economic development. Katie Hayes co-owns a specialty coffee shop, Relax and Unwind, with her husband Josh. They started off as a mobile business, but opened up a shop in Hamburg last October.
Josh was really wanting to come back to his hometown because he doesn't want to see Hamburg die. He wants to see it thrive, and so if we can be another business that adds a couple more employees to help out around town.
Hamburg is also getting a golf simulator, and there are plans for a hotel since the town's only motel closed and is for sale. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.